Good evening, everyone. You are, this is September 30th, Tuesday, and you are listening via stream to the committee to investigate the Committee on Racism and Sexism and Other Forms of Discrimination. And it is currently 8:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we want to say thank you for joining us, and we certainly want to give a shout-out and to let the people in Texas and especially Houston and the surrounding areas to know that we're thinking about you all, and we're rooting for you and we're pulling for you, and anything that we can do, let us know. Okay, so we're going to start with roll call. First of all, our secretary, Yosh Yamanaka, he is not going to be on the call tonight. Do we have any volunteers for secretary? Hello? Did I become disconnected? Do we have any volunteers for secretary for tonight? Did I hear somebody?
I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm still overwhelmed. I don't want to do it tonight. I need to deliver.
Okay, no problem. Does anybody else? Volunteers, please.
Well, we have the stream, so maybe just make notes and then, you know, you could do it from the stream.
Right, I'll just take rough draft notes, but it would be nice if somebody else could volunteer to back us up on this. Well, I'm going to start with the roll call. Okay, this is not in alphabetical order, so everybody please listen for your names. Tracy Rosenberg. Tracy Rosenberg. Okay, I think she's on mute. We'll come back to her. Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Nia Bediako.
Present.
Saraya Shadi. Okay. Mary Dennis. Mitchell Cohen. Joe Wanzala. Okay, AC Bird. No, and Yosh Yamanaka. Okay, as Nia Bediako had pointed out to us that the PNB had passed a motion saying that if people are having difficulty with the quorum, they could revert back to what the original quorum was, which means that we have quorum for this call tonight. The agenda, the first thing on the agenda, roll call, which we just did. We did the roll call and then approval of the agenda. Does everybody have the agenda in front of them?
Yes.
Okay. Approval of the agenda for 5 minutes. I'll just briefly go over. Would anybody like to read the agenda for the call, for the listeners?
I would you like me to do that, Lisa?
Yes, please. Thank you, Mrs. Bediako.
1, roll call, 5 minutes. 2, approval of agenda, 5 minutes. 3 minutes, establishing a contact sheet with updated information / listserv, 5 minutes. 5, report from our various committees of inclusion regarding goals and how we can work together, 20 minutes. Code of conduct with the PNB on this process, 10 minutes. Objectives / responsibilities of committee, 1 hour. 7A, defining racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination. 7B, coordinating investigations of allegations of racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination by local station board, boards, and the Pacifica National Board after procedures for such investigations have been approved. 7C, working with the committees of inclusion, receiving periodic reports from each district station's committee of inclusion, and promoting information sharing, cooperation, and use of best practices by those committees. 7D, studying and offer recommendations on foundation policies to monitor and eliminate racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination at all levels within the institution. And finally, 7, effective and efficient ways to work with the Human Resources Director and the Foundation Council to ensure that we are always in compliance with various legal codes, etc. 15 minutes.
Do I hear a second?
You don't need a second in committee.
Do I need a second? Okay, any objections? Okay, agenda has been approved. I have down here minutes, however, our Secretary Yosh is not on the call tonight, and he did let us know that he would not be able to make the call, but normally he has been the one who has been keeping minutes and stuff, so we don't have any minutes for tonight to approve. Did I hear somebody say something? Okay, just the echo in my phone. Okay, item number 4, establishing a contact sheet with updated information and a listserv, 5 minutes. That is something, we don't need anybody on this call tonight to give out information over the stream, but that's something that I would like to do, and what I'll do is send out invitations for everybody to join the listserv, and I think that we should also have contact information so that, you know, we all have each other's information. And we can, you know, call people if we need to and things of that nature. Does anybody have anything they want to add to that or any objections or anything? Okay, then that will happen. Now, item number 5 is report from our various COIs regarding goals and how we can work together. And, of course, COI is the Committees of Inclusion. And I do recall, not at the last meeting that we tried to hold, which was in August, we were not able to make quorum, but at the July meeting, we were able to make quorum, and we did have discussion about trying to get, you know, reports from, a report back from the Committees of Inclusion. So I would like to know if anybody has anything that they would like to offer in terms of, you know, with what's going on with their Committees of Inclusion at their stations. Hello? Or even if they don't have anything to report back directly, because I do have a brief report from WBAI. Does anybody have anything to add or to maybe talk about how we can, you know, because we know that there's definitely overlap, and I think that we need to be looking at how we can really work with the, you know, committees that do have overlap to really for the good of the foundation and to make sure that we have something cohesive and comprehensive, and especially about this very important issue. So does anybody have anything they would like to add or say about this? Well, I did talk with Ray LaForest pertaining to WBAI, what has been going on. I don't believe the committee this year, because at WBAI we've had with what has been going on with our elections, and everybody knows about the lawsuit. We had our new board change, I think, in April or May, around that time. But I don't believe that the Committee of Inclusion has yet had the chance to meet or to reestablish itself this year. But I do know that according to Ray LaForest, he said that last year, I believe it was, that they were able to meet and to reconstitute. The committee was able to reconstitute itself. They put up applications for people to join the committee. I believe they had posted it on the website, and they put out announcements over the air, and that they also had begun to. I believe they submitted requests to the interim general manager and to the program director pertaining to, I guess, the breakdown in terms of demographics pertaining to those that were hired, and also programming demographics in terms of representation of various ethnic groups and things of that nature. And I don't know if they received anything back. I do know that he said that they put out the request. And he said that they had also begun to look at studies pertaining to the various demographics of the New York City metropolitan listening area, you know, to try to get some information about, you know, the demographics in that area. And I think he said that's about as far as they were able to go. And he did mention that one of the issues with the committee is that it has to reconstitute itself every year, and they have to go through the process of applications and things of that nature, which, you know, sometimes can, you know, just make things a little bit more time-consuming. So, I know that this report, this is, like, really part of a 7C when we are looking at, because one of the new duties of this committee is to work with the committees of inclusion to see how we can, you know, support each other. And I think that's something that we need to look at. So,
This is Nia?
Yes?
This is my first meeting because I just joined because Jamie Ryan.
Right.
But this is almost October,
mm-hmm.
and if we're not getting feedback from these committees of inclusion, what is there, maybe you could contact each signal area's chair and find out what is going on and maybe give a deadline as to when something needs to be done?
Right, I'm sorry, Nia, could you just repeat that a little bit? I heard you break off a little bit.
Yeah, sorry. This is October.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are no reports to be given or we're not getting any reports, maybe you should contact the local station board chairs and
mm-hmm.
have them, whosoever the chair of the Committee of Inclusion is, that would be a Pacifica National Board member, correct? Is my memory
right.
Telling me correctly? So that maybe they could contact those individuals and have them send a report or something.
Okay.
Because the year's almost over.
Right. Did I hear anybody else who wanted to comment on this? Okay, I think that's a good idea to contact the chair of each of the LSVs and to just kind of get some report and some input. And I also think one of the things that has to happen because one of the things that I also heard, because Ray said that they had also reached out to the, you know, the other committees of inclusion at the various sister stations, and that, you know, some were having difficulty meeting. Now, when I say this, this is not, I'm not offering this in any way as a criticism or in any kind of way, because I do realize, I recognize that a lot of people have a lot on their plate. There's, you know, quite a bit of work that's involved with the being on the board and on the national board and being involved. Many people are wearing several hats. But I think one of the reasons for really wanting to work on this, and maybe this is something as this committee that I think we have to look at, and I think also the national board at some point needs to look at and say, okay, let's look at what is working and let's look at where maybe we're having difficulty. Sometimes we, you know, so many motions get passed. We pass a motion to set up this, to set up this, to set up that. But at some point, there has to be an examination of, okay, what seems to be working and where do we maybe seem to be having some difficulty, and then to really have some very serious dialogue about what has been some of the difficulties that various committees have had. And, you know, and a lot of times motions get passed and then we turn around and we, you know, the motions get passed with good intentions, but, you know, what is really going on and what can we do to not just make that a motion, but to make our goals and our objectives to bring them to fruition. And I think that this is one area where it would be good to have, you know, some real dialogue about how we can really work to make these, you know, the objectives of the COI and of this committee also a reality. and how we can work with each other. So perhaps one of the things in the report that I think would be helpful if we ask them, you know, ask for a report, but also ask them to feel free to be very honest in terms of, I mean, if some committees have not been meeting, I mean, I just don't think it's just good enough to say, well, they haven't been meeting, but to maybe try to understand why and what are some of the obstacles that, you know, various stations are facing. You know, I think that's important. So I will work on sending out an email. I'll send it to you know, the committee group, maybe, you know, for input and stuff. But because I think, you know, and we can get feedback rather than just saying, okay, give us a report on the committee. Maybe we should ask for certain kind of things, maybe outline, you know, and like a questionnaire or whatever, and to let them know that we're here to see what we can do to help, you know, and that, you know, because there's overlap in our work. So I think something like that would probably be helpful. So is there any objection to doing this?
No, I don't have an objection.
Okay. So then I'll work on a draft of writing something up to send to the LSB chairs, and to ask for certain things in that to be specific, and then to send it out, and I'll send it out to the list, and then maybe we can get feedback and try to get that out definitely within the next week. Okay, and just for the information on the stream again, this committee was also reconstituted, the charge of the committee was brought in, and that happened about midstream as well. So this is a relatively new function of this committee, so that's probably another reason why we don't have the reports yet, because, you know, this is relatively new for us as well. So it's not like we have been all along reaching out to the committees of inclusion and they have been ignoring us. So just for information purposes on the stream, for clarity purposes. Okay, now item number 6 is code of conduct. And last year, I believe it was, and Evelyn, you can correct me, but we had recommended language for the to present to the governance committee to include in the code of conduct. And one of the, any of the directors on this call, please correct me if I'm wrong, but to my knowledge, the code of conduct there has not been a code of conduct that has yet to be adopted by the national board. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have not been able to. I'm sorry, I didn't.
Oh no, you can go on. You can be recognized, Nia.
No, I'm on the governance committee. And for the same reason that we were having problems, you know, like this committee, meeting quorum, that's why we have not been able to meet. So nothing's been done. However, it was discussed in governance. I think you sent it or whatever, or you gave it to me and I gave it to Starve somehow. But it's sitting there.
Right. Now, just to be, because I know there's a... One thing is a code of conduct, and then another thing that was like a suggestion for protocols in terms of, you know, like if people have complaints about something, they're not just pertaining to this issue either. You know, there needs to be some kind of protocol and procedures if board members have complaints about any kind of thing, you know, in terms of what do you do, how do you do this from beginning to end. And so the code of conduct is something different from that, but as of yet, there has been no code of conduct that has been passed.
No.
Right.
Well, that was going to be built into the code of conduct.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It was going to be built into the code of conduct because it had some really good attributes.
Oh, okay. So you all were going to make it like the whole thing, not two separate things,
right.
Okay.
It's going to be integrated.
Right. And I just want to say with the other people on the call, because this, I mean, I like, to the extent that this can be like a discussion. So please, anything that you're feeling, anything, any inputs or ideas, please feel free to share them, because that's how we're going to really come up with the best ways of working these things through. So I guess my question would be, do you have any idea when when the governance committee is going to be meeting again?
I guess you're talking to me, right, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I could check KPFTX. I don't remember. I'm on just about all the committees. I honestly don't remember. But I could check KPFTX while you go on to something else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I would like to... I don't know if there's anything that we on this committee can do to kind of help the process along, except to maybe just send a nice, friendly reminder or something. And I do know, because when I even talked with Sarv, that there has been an issue with quorum. So, you know, and I know that can hinder things. And one of the things that the PMB decided to do was to kind of rectify that issue. But the code of conduct is a really important thing for us to have that will serve our work on this committee. Very important. And I think one of the things, like I said, that we have to do, that I would like to, you know, lead this committee in this direction, to really try to formulate some procedures and protocol. I think that's important. And, you know, we really need to do that.
Lisa?
Yes?
It's the 16th. October 16th is next governance
committee. Okay. Do you have any idea if this will be discussed at that committee? Do you know offhand?
No, I do not.
I mean, at that meeting? Okay.
No, I don't.
Well, like I said, maybe I can just send a brief reminder, you know, to the PMB, just sort of asking them about this process, you know. And like I said, none of this is done at all to try to pressure anybody and to put additional work. But I do know that people work very hard, and sometimes we even need to just say that we do appreciate, you know, some of the work that some of the people are doing on these boards and stuff. So I know it's not always so easy. You know, you write all these things and say, we want to do this and we're going to do this, and then, you know, it just doesn't work like that. So, okay, so then I guess the other thing to do is to send out a reminder. You know, to the PMB, you know, just asking them about, you know, this process. Okay, okay, so, let's see. Okay, there are two more things, a couple of more things here to go on, and right now it's about 9:22, but the other here that we have here when we get to objectives and responsibilities of the committee, and one of them is defining racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination. I remember on the previous call that, you know, those questions have, you know, come up, and this is where I think that some of the research that many of us, I'm sure, who are engaged in, you know, some of our other activism work, I think it would be good to kind of look into that and to, you know, maybe write something very specific, you know, about, you know, to put together something on that. You know, I think something like that would be helpful, you know, because we know we get into so much about what racism is and what it's not and discrimination and all of those things. So... any thoughts from anyone? Hello?
I guess everybody's tired.
I know, it's like we're at the end of... are we at the end of summer yet? When does summer officially end?
Over.
It's over already? Okay. Oh yeah, that's right, Labor Day. Over. I know everybody's kind of like tired a little bit, but any thoughts on this? Okay.
Anybody there?
Hello. Yeah, exactly. Who do we have on the call?
I'm just kidding.
I'm a mute listening. This is Wesley.
Hi, Wesley.
Hey.
Okay. Evelyn, are you still there? I know. And people in Houston, I thank you all for joining this call. I know it has not been easy for you. We are not insensitive to that. Trust me, we are not. Well, I think it would be a good idea to maybe, like I said, with defining racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination, to maybe we could work on some, presenting some studies or some definition to this issue that we could present to the rest of the board, because I think that this is important. So,
can you hear me?
No, I could not. Were you saying something?
One of our programmers here, his dear wife, was on the board for a while, and
mm-hmm.
Ngozi Kamau, and she wrote a report that's just staggering. I'll try to get a copy of it and find a way to transmit it. So I think that might help us all to figure out how to form a broad ranged, an all encompassing code that would make sure that everybody has a recourse for
mm-hmm.
justice, and
mm-hmm.
that's most important.
Right. And what did you say? Who did you say wrote? You said they wrote a report.
Ngozi Kamau. Her husband has a show here on Sunday nights called I can't recall right now. It's because
mm-hmm.
it's changed names a couple of times. It's a call-in show, very informative. But anyway, Ngozi wrote a scholarly piece on it. It's I'll find some way to bring it around so other people can view it at their leisure.
Okay.
I'm very interested on getting on any kind of a discussion group. I think I would be able to add more in that kind of environment than I could here on the phone.
Oh, that would be great. Also on something like that. I mean, once we're able to look at it, that would be great. Do you have any? I know you said you would try to get that. Do you have any idea? Because I like to sometimes work in time frames in terms of
have it this month. I'll figure out a way to do it within the month. I'll make you a promise.
Okay, great.
My water. All right.
Fantastic. That might even be something that we could even share with the various, committees of inclusion, that they would find that informative as well. I want to say, I didn't have the chance to look at this that closely, but I did see on one of the websites, the Wall Street Journal, one of them, where they said that there has been some new changes I can't believe my head, my at this time of night, I've been up since 5 o'clock, to the ADA Act, Americans with Disabilities Act. So that would be something interesting to also, look at, because they and from what I understand it, these changes are better, I think. And one of the things that had me think about that was because they do fire drills. I mean, they had a fire drill where I work this week. And, of course, New York City being the city of skyscrapers, and I always have to ask, what about if you have somebody who has an issue with mobility or who is mobility impaired. I mean, what do you do? You know, you're on like the 30th or the 40th floor. What about, you know, I always have to ask that question that's not automatically included in the discussions about evacuation procedures and what to do. And I have since heard that they have, like, something that they can strap people into if for some reason somebody is not able to move during any emergency, or if a person might be in a wheelchair, that they now have something that they can, in some of what they call, I think, the fire exits of the buildings, where they can strap the people into the into this, like a pulley, for lack of a better word, and they can, you know, they can are able to get them out. And I think that's a great advancement to have. That goes to show that they're really thinking about something. But the problem is that everybody should be aware of that they have that and how to do that, you know. And it just kind of struck me somewhat that it's not automatically included in the when they have the fire drills about what do you do if you know, you have somebody who is, like I said, you know, who needs assistance with getting out of a building. So, and just as we were talking, I was reminded that I saw something, that there were some changes, that something got passed pertaining to the, you know, Americans with Disabilities Act. So I'll also try to remember to send that information out, because that's also important for us to be aware of and to raise the level of consciousness, you know, about these kind of things to the extent that we can as well, and to make sure that we include, you know, at least where we are, you know, anytime they have fire drills where any of our stations are, that they also go into making sure that, you know, evacuation procedures would also take into consideration these issues as well. So I will try to remember to send that out. Okay. And I guess one of the things we talked about somewhat briefly is coordinating investigation of allegations of racism and sexism and other forms of discrimination by board members, but after procedures for such investigations have been approved. And as Nia reported from the governance committee, that they're going to be working on that, and they're looking over some, outline procedures that had been recommended, and that they will be meeting, although she's not certain whether or not that will come up in the discussion at their next meeting, but this is something that they are looking into. And in any way that we can help, you know, to get that passed, that would be good. But maybe even what could happen is that based on some of the work that we're doing, maybe we might even see, you know, can look over it and to maybe, you know, make recommendations as well, maybe. Okay, working with the Committee of Inclusion, we discussed that, receiving periodic reports and, you know, from each sister station, and promoting information, sharing cooperation, and use of best practices by these committees. Okay, and then studying and offering recommendations on foundation policies to monitor and eliminate racism and sexism and other forms of discrimination at all levels within the institution. Of course, this is very much tied into defining racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination. So, Wesley, I think that would be so very great if we could, you know, get a report like that, that you said it was the work was very scholarly, the research that was done was very scholarly, and, I mean, not to put any kind of extra pressure on you, but as soon as we could get something like that to look at, I think that would be very helpful, you know, with informing this committee, and we can really sit down and look at this and, you know, and really, you know, really do some good stuff with it. And then, of course, once we are able to get all these other things in place, like once the PNB is able to pass protocol and procedures for how certain things should be handled, and then once we're able to, I guess, you know, go and examine how we can coordinate various things to work with, you know, various committees, you know, to help them and to make sure that certain things are going on, then I think that's when, once we're more prepared, once we get it to that level, then, of course, we can be more prepared to talk with the Foundation Council to make sure that the procedures that we are working with, that, you know, they are not violating any laws or any California law, because that's really the laws we have to operate under. But I guess also, you know, with the various states that we are, that we operate in as well. And then with the HR director, because of course everything that we do should not be something that runs counter to any human resources issues, although we primarily deal with board members, but we, you know, should do things that work hand in hand. And we don't have an HR director right now. So, but I think once we're able to really get these other issues, really focus on them, then to me that's when it seems like would be the time to really, because we want to make best, you know, and use, and we want to be very efficient with how we use, utilize, and work with our foundation council and any HR director as well. So to me it seems like once we kind of have these other things a bit in place, that then it would be that we could, you know, work with them. Any suggestions or comments? Okay. Well, does anybody have anything else that they would like to add for tonight? Or
this is me.
Yes.
You might have. I know it takes 2/3 to amend the agenda. What about the next meeting date? I thought about.
Oh yes. Thank you. I usually like to hang up and then be like, oh my gosh, I forgot the next meeting. I don't know why I don't think to put that on the agenda, but thank you for reminding me. Let's go to KPFTX. I will bet you, I'll bet you dollars to donuts that October is like full right now.
Well, there's, yeah, pretty much.
Hold on.
There's going to be a PNB meeting on Tuesday the 7th. I just read that email. Not So we can't use that date. So you have the first. When is our local station board meeting? Do you know, Lisa?
I think I saw something that Mitch said October 15th. And then did he say something about October 30th around that time? I thought he... Oh, they're just trying to... They're trying to just work us. But I do think he's proposed, I do think one is like October 15th. Let me, and I, do we want to just say, what's today, Tuesday? Do we want to say Tuesday, October 28th, like about a month from today? Because I think the 30th, they're trying to call for another LSB meeting.
There's nothing posted here. In terms of a meeting.
Right. Does that look good for you, Wesley?
Fine with me.
Anybody else on this call? Okay, then we're going to go on then, and I'll set it up for October 28th. And, of course, if there's any problems with that, you know, people can get back to me, but I will set it up for October 28th.
That's a good date because it'll be after governance. The governance will be the 16th.
Right. In fact, I'll put it in here. Right. Yeah, I'll just go on and do it as soon as we hang up. But
would
again,
like
so...
Oh,
yes, please. Yes, thank you so kindly. Yes. Okay. Do I hear... do we have any other items or anything that anybody else would like to discuss or share with what's going on?
I'm sorry, you said the 28th, right, Lisa?
Right, Tuesday the 28th. Well, just one thing I'll just throw out real briefly. It's interesting the way the issues of racism and sexism have come up in this election, you know, so maybe, you know, that might be something we could just kind of, you know, maybe, I'm sure there's quite a bit of information about that, the way that it has been used. I find it interesting, but any comments from anybody else? do I hear any motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second on the motions to adjourn for committee meetings?
No.
We don't need a second.
We don't need a second one. Then doggone it, we are adjourned. And again, thank you everyone who participated in the call, and definitely thank you people in Houston. You know, we know that we're really thinking about, I shouldn't just say Houston, but Galveston and all the other areas that were affected. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And please, everybody, remember to support the station and support Pacifica Foundation.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, and thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.